and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mad Up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bott here on the 30th of May. Yes, you know what? It's not the fourth Thursday, it's the fifth. But in our infinite wisdom, we were sitting there having lunch.
We decided that we needed to have it tonight.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it next week.
What happened on that? What happened to that gig?
You know what? We were just at Dill's Deli having a sandwich. I was drinking iced tea, and you were having a Diet Coke.
Yeah, there was no alcohol involved at all.
There was no alcohol involved.
Middle of the day lunch.
Just figured out that somehow the fourth Tuesday was tonight.
Yeah, but it's fifth, so our apologies, but
we're taking Linda's spot, and she's got next week. So
she's got next week. Okay, good.
In fact, one of Linda's guests came in tonight. We said, "Oh, that's next week."
Oh.
So she thought it was her mistake, but it's not Sandra. It's our mistake. So anyway,
our apologies.
Apologies
to all of our listeners, our
tens of thousands of listeners.
Right. We apologize for making it the fifth Thursday, including Paul Ricketts, our biggest fan.
That's right, and Perry couldn't make it tonight.
Perry cannot make it because it's the fifth Thursday, and his wife scheduled something.
That's right. How dare
some
she?
Some wine
How
thing.
How dare she?
Some wine tasting. That's cool.
Well, we're tasting our own
vintage. Tonight we're having Saints Alley.
Yeah.
Saints Alley, The Herald, a blend of straight bourbon whiskey finished in Armagnac casks.
From, what is it, from Iron Root? Where is that from? I thought we got it in that Iron Root shipment. Maybe not.
Iron Root. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It
from Iron Root Republic.
In Texas.
Yep. This is I love that, this Iron Root. In fact, we picked up a bottle of a different bottle from Iron Root before we started coming over here. And I was like, oh, this Saints Alley looks good.
Yeah.
So
we'll
right
try
on.
It.
Well,
if it's bad, we spit it out. But it's not. It'll be great.
We can't really, we really have to moderate ourselves tonight because of the Trump verdict and all
that.
Yeah,
that came in after 2 days. Donald Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts. Reading an article by Trey Gowdy, he says it's either going to be acquitted on all 34 or found guilty on all 34. It's not going to be four of this, five of that, because basically they're all the same count of illegally hiding or moving money
to influence an election. Sure,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just don't think this is right in the sense of what Donald Trump did, that the feds looked at it and said it was not something that was, you know, that they were going to prosecute. Well, the state tied it in through some kind of law they had so that they could prosecute it, even though it's a federal crime and not a state crime. But they managed to get that through the courts, saying yes, we can do that. What Trump did, was accused of, and found guilty in court, was that he paid $130,000 was paid to Stormy Daniels, a porn star, that he had had a one night fling with, according to her, that he denied, and I think later on she denied it. Anyway, so Cohen paid it, and supposedly it was paid back through the funds, but it was done to influence an election by saying that if that had come out, that could have influenced the election. But it was already out. I mean, it was in every paper and newscast you could, you know, come up with, the Stormy Daniels, he did it, he didn't do it, you know, and all this. So people knew about it. It wasn't like it was kept quiet. Like in many, many, many other cases, like in movie stars or captains of industry and all this kind of stuff, where they pay them to go away.
Happens all the time.
They just pay them to go away. Here's $130,000. I don't want to hear it anymore. Sign this non-disclosure. And off they go. But they want to keep Trump out of the White House. And so they will do that any way they can. But then the question is, what happens now? Of course, he's going to appeal it, and the sentencing is right before the convention. And would he still be nominated? I think he would be. He's won all the, I mean, unless he chooses not to run and hands, you know, gives it to somebody that he says, I trust and I'm behind and elect this person. But I don't think he's going to do that.
You know, it's going to be interesting. From now until the Republican convention, every single day is going to be a news day. I mean, everything that could possibly come up is going to come up. I mean, you know, here's the thing. First off, the judge says no cameras or recorders in the courtroom. That's unprecedented. I mean, it's not just not heard of, right? Anymore.
Rare.
Secondly,
very rare.
Secondly, so nobody knew really what was going on. So we were kind of all sitting on the outside going, well, you know, I mean, it could be, we know it's a circus, but it could be going Trump's way in there. We don't know, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's telling us what's going on.
You
know,
Cohen
got caught in numerous lies during cross-examination.
Admitted he stole money from the Trump business.
Stormy
Daniels comes out saying that she had made these statements that she was going to write a book and get rich off of this thing. I mean, it was every reason in the world for at least these two witnesses that it said, well, they're here to make money off this.
Yeah, and of course, Biden comes out and says, the law applies to everybody, doesn't matter who you are. And, of course, what he's hoping is just like his, you know, college money giveaway or his college loan giveaway, he's going to get some voters to say, that's right, the law applies to everybody, including every low-life criminal on the street who's been prosecuted for something, right, in the past.
Well,
like, that's right, the law applies to everyone, even if you're Donald Trump.
And in this case, Hunter Biden's trial starts, yet Joe Biden goes and visits one of the witnesses.
Yeah, nobody says a word about
it. Nobody says a word. That's kind of like when you think that's kind of witness tampering, but yeah.
No, because, you know, they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about the trial.
Of course not. Just like he never talked to Hunter's business partners when he had him on the phone, which they've proven. He was on the phone talking to all these guys, you know, from China and Ukraine, the big guy. And okay, he did talk to him, but all he talked about was the weather, just general things. They never once talked about business.
He's been caught in lie after lie after lie after lie after lie in that deal. So
anyway.
At the end of the day, it's going to be an interesting, you know what? I'm just kind of bummed. I'm bummed because from the get-go, I mean, think about all the January Sixers, right? I mean, some people that barely even breached the room, the front
they
door.
They walked in the Capitol building.
Or in prison. Or were imprisoned. Or been, you know, they got a felony.
Well, they got of them they reduced to, you know, trespassing and all that kind of stuff. But they hunted them down. They hunted most of them down. I think, you know, I mean, they were looking at social media. They were looking at everything. They got a whole bunch of them. Now, some of them, they get in there and you bust things up. Guess what? Yeah, you're going to go to jail.
Well,
but for just walking through, is that a felony conviction? Is that a misdemeanor?
It's a federal crime.
No, yeah. So, I don't know.
At the end of the day, that's the kind of things that have gone on since Joe Biden became president. I mean, you know, letting millions of illegal, undocumented, illegal criminals across the border, most of which you have no idea where they're coming from or what they got going on, and then positioning them in the cities across America. I mean,
well,
come on.
Two Jordanians, one who overstayed his student visa, and the other one that came across the Mexican border, somehow got together and got a box van, came up to the gates at Quantico Marine Corps Base Quantico, and tried to get in, saying they were Amazon delivery guys with an empty truck. And then when they were told to pull over and they wanted to check this out a bit more, they tried to get away or tried to keep driving, and they were stopped. Yeah, two Jordanians illegally. Now, if that wasn't
came across the border. In this presidency.
In two, I mean, one overstayed his visa, so he's here. Then the other one came across the border illegally, somehow got together, got into this truck together, and then went to a Marine Corps base, Quantico. Now, the question is, was this just a rehearsal? I mean, to see if they could get through? And if they could, was this a harbinger to a terrorist attack?
Right. To see how easy it was.
And then there's a general that says, oh, this happens all the time at our military bases, people trying to get on our base.
Yeah, probing.
Yep.
They're probing. You remember?
Yeah, probing
we used to probe the lines all
the
time, man.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We figure out where the weak point is, and then we go stage
so
attack.
So they tried it. These two got caught, and that's it. There's no more information.
It's like a 9/11.
Yeah.
Weak point. a pilots, right?
Well,
weak point
for the on for 9/11. They practiced getting on planes with box cutters to see if they could do it.
That's right.
They could.
That's right.
So they tried that a couple of times, and then it was a massive intelligence failure. I mean, when you get a guy that says, just tell me how to take it off, how to take a four-engine aircraft off, or a jet aircraft. Yeah, I just want to learn how to do takeoffs. I'm not too concerned about landings. I mean, that's kind of that would be, like, to me, it'd be kind of a red flag.
Well,
saying,
it's just, I'll tell you what, it's, I don't know what you call it, Carl. Do you call that just complacency? Do you call it just not paying attention? I'm lazy.
Call it hubris.
What time is lunch? What does that
you
mean?
You think you're so powerful that nothing can touch you and all this. I'm talking 9/11. Yeah. That we got complacent. It was a hubris that thought we could, that other things that happen to other people in the world will never happen to us. Well, we learned that, yes, it can. So then, we swing over totally to the other way, where an 80-year-old woman in a wheelchair, it gets, gets patted down or wanded down to get on a plane. Yet, because of the rules about profiling, you could walk through with a burqa or something like that and not be touched. Okay, just go through the metal detector. In some places, you can your driver's license. Now, how do you take a driver's license and have a mask on? I'm not sure that there isn't some places that they let them do this. I don't know how they can do that, because how do you identify somebody with a mask on?
Oh, it's a religious
thing.
Freedom,
but I don't think that's happened. And somebody should call me and tell me, Carl, you're absolutely wrong. They have not done that.
Well,
but we have to take a break.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me
at all.
It'll happen.
I mean,
oh yeah. Well, how do we prove who this person is? Well, they've got the ID card.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't you see they have an ID card? We checked that when they came in. That's who they are.
Yes. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Yes, we're a little disappointed, but we're kind of becoming
Debbie Downers right now.
Yeah,
but
we'll,
I'm not
we'll
done talking over. About it because it really makes me mad.
If we got to the place where it's now become, like they said, lawfare, that you can take out a top candidate by going after him in ways that that other people would not be indicted. Look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, you want to talk about, she had classified material at her place. And when they were trying to do an investigation.
She had a server.
Yeah, a server. They destroyed phones, hard drives,
bleached the hard drive,
hit them with hammers. They did everything, and yet nothing happened to her. So see, and then the FBI comes out and says Biden had this stuff,
but he's an old bumbling man.
He's an old man with a faulty memory,
and so we don't think we can get a conviction. No, that's
not
it at all.
No, excuse me, but yeah, you do go after him and let the jury make up their mind.
That's right.
Just like they did with Trump.
That's right.
Okay, we got to take a break.
We'll be right back.
What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
it.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The deck outside.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Remember we went and saw ZZ Top?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yep.
That was a good night.
That was a good night. And we went to see ZZ Top. Yeah. I saw ZZ Top in Sturgis, too.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, with, you know, several thousand of my closest friends. But we were close to the stage. And
body paint?
No, we had no body paint on that night. But people were cranking their bikes. But I remember what he said. He said, I've been playing the same three chords for 50 years, and you people still love it.
That's right.
Oh,
hey,
man.
That's true.
It's true. Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. We're just talking about the Trump trial. We're
crying about it, Carl.
We are. We're whining. We're whinging about it,
yeah.
As probably are millions of other people.
Oh.
Now, but there's millions
close
of other people
to 100 million.
that are dancing. That are dancing in the streets, and
that's right.
You know, Robert,
doesn't matter how
Robert De Niro. I'm so glad I'm not near that man. You know, here's a guy that I admired for his acting, and but he has just kind of like gone over the deep end with his hatred of Trump. Several others, of course, but you can just I don't even want to listen to. You know, like the late, which I don't like to watch these late night shows anyway, but they are constant, you know, they're really anti-Trump. So I can just imagine what they're saying tonight.
Well, do you know why they don't like him? Because he threatens their elitism. They're somebody as long as somebody else tells them they're somebody. But as soon as someone says, hey, you're nobody, really, what have you ever done for anybody but yourself? They're speechless. Right, and it threatens their elitism. They need.
What have you done for other people?
Right. What have you done for somebody besides yourself?
What are you producing in life?
Ever. Nothing.
Yeah.
You've never produced anything. Kamala Harris. What have you produced? Nothing. Well, for a different show. But at the end of the day, she's never produced anything except for climb the corporate corrupt ladder of California. Then she went to Washington D.C. and just inserted California politics, which, as we know, are the worst in the nation, into Washington, D.C. That's all she's ever done is for herself. Where's her 10 years with the kids program in downtown Oakland? Where's her all the stuff that she should be doing? Nothing. Zero.
Well, she picked this. Well, it's like Joe Biden.
Nothing. He's never done anything.
Joe's been nothing but a politician since he was
years.
A very young man. I don't even know if he ever really. He's a lawyer, but I don't know if he ever practiced law. You know, I don't know if he ever practiced law. But then again, he may have. But he's been a politician for, what, 50 years?
Oh, yeah.
50 or more years? You know, he's 81. Oh, and then he was talking about the other thing about if I'm elected, I will put in progressive judges.
Well, he says
they are getting, you know, he says those Supreme Court justices are 75 and 74. They're old. And I'm sitting there thinking, Joe,
yeah,
you're 81 and you may, you know, and you're the bumbling Joe Biden that we've all come to know and love. And, but you make mistakes all the time. And you're talking about guys younger than you that think that are too old to be a Supreme Court justice. Really, don't you? I mean, don't you see the hypocrisy in that?
No, he does. They don't see any hypocrisy in anything.
Jim, good evening.
Well, hey, how you doing, Carl?
Hey, we're hanging in there.
We're a little bit. Hi, Theodore.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, you know what? We're whining. We're
I love
whining
it when
right
you call
now.
Me Theodore.
Yeah.
I love that.
Listen, I've been a lifelong Democrat, and this whole thing was pathetic. This whole trial was pathetic, and I'm still going to vote for Trump.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
You know what? It's to me is there's been other things more blatant, Jim. It seems like with other politicians. I mean, and yet they're going to, you know, they've hung 34 felonies on this guy, which though it could go up to the next court and they could reverse it because of errors in the trial or not. This will go to the Supreme Court and it'll be on
a
fast track. It'll be on the fast track because.
Yeah, I think they'll reverse it.
Well, and it comes up though, he's going to have sentencing before August.
Right.
So that'll be interesting to see what the judge is going to say. But I'm going to sentence you to house arrest for a year.
Hey,
you can
you
only
what.
Go to, you can only go to work.
Yeah, yeah. You can only go to work, wherever it is in the nation.
Yeah,
not your
wherever
work.
It is. But you've got this on you, and at the end of the day, you better be back in someplace.
You know, but I'm not.
Thanks, Jim, for the phone call, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks, Carl.
You're
thanks, Steve.
Y'all take care.
I am, you know, I'm an older than middle-aged man. I'll be 59 this year, which isn't old by any stretch. But I can remember when, in the 70s, and even the 80s, when Democrats were very centrist, right? I mean, I went to graduated from West Valley High School in 1983. I went straight to the South in North Carolina and Georgia. Those people were proud to be Democrats.
Yeah,
They were Southern Democrats, man. They were the Martin Luther King Democrats, the JFK Democrats. They were proud, and I was like, okay. I can dig that.
Well, they
but
were
you
union.
Would have to be
they
a,
were union Democrats, and
right.
they've but and
they
well,
were the people.
Northern
Democrats.
California, North State was Democrat.
Yeah, they were the people Democrats. I can dig that.
Well, and then you
but
ask
these the, people
yes,
that are in power now, they got nothing to do with the people.
They ask these people, you know, they ask people, why'd you leave the Democratic Party? And the answer was, I didn't. The Democratic Party left me, and they started going to these, you know, started going.
Nuts. They're going
and
nuts.
So I can't stay with the party, and now the Republican Party, I'm, you know, closer to what I believe in. Yeah. Now, even, the Republican Party is not anything to jump up and down and scream for. And
well.
But it's better than what we're doing here in this presidential election, if Trump gets nominated, which it looks like he's going to be, and, of course, Biden, we're voting against somebody. We're not voting for somebody so much as we're voting against the other person.
That's too bad.
And it is too bad. This is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We know this. And yet this is what we have running. Mm-hmm. We've gotten to this point in our culture, in our history, where this is the best choice we can. This is the best choice we can make.
Well, you know, I
just threw up my mouth.
I would automatically say, that's right, Carl. But now I'm thinking, are you just regurgitating a narrative that's designed for the people so that they feel like they're just voting against somebody? Because now, here's what it is. You go to a football game, right?
Yeah.
And if you go to a football game and everybody's on one side because it makes sense, it's no fun, right? So we're automatically built to compete. So we hate whoever's playing the Oregon Ducks, or we hate whoever's playing the Washington Huskies. We don't like them.
But really, do you hate the Washington
you don't hate
Huskies?
Them, but you are going to vote against them.
Well, you're going to cheer against them, but you're not going to hate.
Okay, hate's too powerful a word.
Maybe
loathe is a better word.
Okay, but look when Reagan was president.
Sure.
Okay, he won every state in the union except one. Yep. Obviously, there were people that voted for the other side. not a lot, but there were. I get when he went up against McGovern, and he beat McGovern. I mean, McGovern got one state, but there wasn't that kind of animosity that we see now.
That's because we're fed. We're fed messaging that makes us makes that
social
that
media
develops the animosity.
Yeah, social media, the mainstream
social media, 24-hour news cycle. I mean, things happen that's huge that we should still be talking about that happened a year ago, but we've forgotten about them
in a week.
There's something else. There's something else being fed to us.
Yep. No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
So more and more, and I think about it when people tell me, "Oh no, I don't watch that. I don't watch any news. I don't watch any news or social media. I just don't look at it because they can feel themselves being manipulated. I don't care who they are. Fox News, MSNBC, they're one way or the other, right? Is there a news broadcast out there that just gives us the news unbiased? It doesn't really happen anymore.
I'm not sure. Found it yet.
No.
Some people will say, oh, no, you got to go to Newsmax. Well, no, because Newsmax is just... It all is there for one. I mean, they have managed to bring in opinion with news, and where you're hearing what you think is news. Now, if you tell me that at the Masters, so and so won the Masters by 3 strokes and blah blah blah, and he made these shots, okay, I will believe that. I will totally believe that
because it's the truth.
Because, yeah, it's verifiable, and there's nothing to be gained by it.
No, and they're not going to say, "Well, he won because, you know, he wore a special shirt, or he had white socks on, which blended in with a golf ball, and the competitors couldn't see him, or something." They just make it up.
Yeah.
And so you're like, "I knew it. The dude was cheating." Not true.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not true. But you can make anything up about anybody.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, constantly. So.
All right. My producer, by the way, our producer tonight, good evening, David.
David.
Good evening.
Hey, thank you, David, for being here.
He's here by himself. He's been trained by the best.
This is a good show, guys.
Who was it? Who trained him, Christina or you?
Christina, Ben, not me. Hell, I couldn't. Let's hope that David feels good throughout the show, because if he drops over in there and I've got to put us on the air, there's a book in there, thank God, that I can pick it up and read it. Pat made mine with crayons, and so I can read it so I can get us on the air and off. That's about it. But
well,
if I have to do things like...
Out.
Yeah, well...
We do a lot of
the
things.
Old system I knew, and I'd run shows. But under the new system, I don't need to because I got great producers.
Oh, yeah. So, well, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, but we got to take a break. Okay. Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, man up, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
Oh, that's so good, man. I just want to listen to that all night.
Yeah, Ghost Riders. Okay, hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bott. We've lost Perry tonight because this is the fifth Thursday. We understand that. So let's explain it like this. Ted and I had lunch last week.
And decided that we were late.
Decided that. Okay, hey, we're going to be ready next week. We've got everything all set up.
Was it Perry that told us it was the fifth Thursday? I think Perry told us it was a fifth Thursday. When we told him we had Man Up tonight, he's like, nope, sorry, it's fifth Thursday. My wife scheduled something else.
Yeah, something like that. But, we looked at each other in the eye, and even I was drinking iced tea. You were drinking, Diet Coke or something, whatever you were drinking there. But it wasn't any booze.
No.
And we somehow managed to screw up a whole week. And anyway, that's why we're here tonight, but we're back to the fourth Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
In June.
Yep, absolutely.
It looks like have a fifth Thursday in there.
A what?
Have a fifth.
Have a fifth. Oh. He's being...
I know. Hey.
That was pretty good.
He is sharp.
No, he is sharp.
Well played, man. Well played.
We found him. He just walked in one day.
No said, way.
He did. Walked in one day and said, I can change this place. And I went, go for it, buddy. Hey, tomorrow night, by the way, Colt 45s are on.
Oh.
And we've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If anybody wants some tickets to the Colt 45s, you like a family pack of four, and these tickets are good for any game of the year. No, it doesn't mean one ticket, you just keep showing it. No, you have to give that ticket up. But then entered into a drawing. If somebody, hits a home run and it goes to this little basket out there, you're in a drawing for $10,000.
No way.
Way.
$10,000?
Yeah. $10,000. So if you want some tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. And you can score four tickets. Just come by tomorrow or next day or whenever you want and pick them up. The season goes all the way through the end of July. One of my announcers is a guy by the name of Austin White. Just got commissioned in the Army as a second lieutenant.
Oh, I love it.
He was going to be with us, all through the season, but they moved up his report date till. Yeah, which is fine because then I've got Jacob, who is running with him right now. That's he's really a good young man too, out of Simpson, who is very bright. He's on their bass fishing team.
Oh, I love that.
Oh yeah,
Simpson has
a
bass fishing team.
Oh, best in the West.
Really? Yeah.
They got national sponsors, including Black Bear.
Wow.
You know, Bruce Dean, the founder and the owner, CEO of Black Bear, he and Michelle, is a hell of a bass fisherman. He's got his boats all set up. He loves to bass fish.
I never knew that.
You know, I mean, I knew it kind of side, you know, and then we were over to their house the other day, and a couple months ago, and he showed me his bass boat and everything. So, yeah, he's serious about it.
Well, that's cool.
And then the other one is, it's called, it's a bigger company nationwide, makes jerky and other things, but it, and I try to remember the name of the company itself, but,
that sponsors the Simpson Bass Fishing Team?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
National. He said that, they made the announcement. I was there when they were making the announcement that, hey, this is life. We believe in what, we believe in Simpson University. We believe in what these young men that we've met, young men and women, and that, yeah. We're sponsoring this team. He said, Jacob says, our shirts, our fishing shirts, we look getting close to looking like NASCAR, you know, with all the sponsors.
I love that, man. Dude, so Simpson and a bass fishing team. I'm just thinking how that would work. So what do they do for boats?
They have boats that are Harrison Marina. Harrison Marine has, I think, has done a... help provide them boats. They get other donations like that.
Wow, that's interesting.
He's sitting, Jacob, you know, is keeping all of our, you know, our electronics in his room, you know,
right.
From when we do things, you know, they Skype into the game, so he's got all that stuff. And I said, just make sure you keep it locked up because we have one of our producers that didn't and got it stolen. And he goes, oh, no, it's locked in my room. And I said, well, good. And he goes, yeah, and that room's locked all the time because I got like $4,000 worth of fishing gear in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, oh.
Yep. And you know what? It doesn't take, in today's world, it doesn't take too much to get $4,000 worth of fishing gear.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
I mean, I'm not a fisherman.
I know a couple of fishermen. One of them talked to me the other day about a fishing reel. It was nearly $1,000.
Yeah. Gee.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
For a fishing reel? And I remember when I was a kid in Cottonwood, we used to fish those backcountry ponds. We had a daggum, some sort of Zebco with a push button thing on the back.
That's right.
Hey, we're happy to have it.
Better than nothing.
Hey, I remember when I was a kid, I used to be able to ride my bike down to the Boma store and buy fishing hooks and BBs. That was all I wanted.
And BBs?
For my BB gun, yeah.
I've got a BB gun. It's behind the door. I was going to use it on... I don't want to kill anything, of course. You know, possums or skunks come in the backyard, used to. And Snooky, our last dog, got in 2 years in a row, got in tussles with skunks. But by the time I got out there, the skunk was gone and Snooky was, you know, coughing.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did, you know, go through the old clean them up thing. And then we had cats, but Linda says, you ever shoot at a cat? And she says, you know, even if they're out there, you know, okay, I won't shoot at a cat.
I hope my wife isn't listening.
Yeah. No, I would, but
she'll
I didn't
flip
do
out
it.
On
I
you.
Didn't do it, okay? If the BB gun's sitting back there rusting up, probably. But now that we got Buford just kind of, and Buford is really not an aggressive dog. What can I say? He is a non-aggressive dog.
He's a lover, not a fighter?
Oh, my God. I mean, I asked the, because we take him out every weekend for training. And, you know, which consists of me walking him back and forth in the arena countless times, making sure he stays next to me. And then, but I'm watching these other dogs. And it's all big dogs in there. I mean, there's not like little shih tzus in there. These are German Shepherds, Malwas, a lot of Malwas. And Buford is a Shepherd Husky Cross, so, you know, he's like 55 pounds, 56 pounds. So, I mean, you know, he's good size.
Yeah.
And they're all like that. And there's Rotties and Dobies.
Dobies.
Right. But they're all well-behaved. There's only been a couple incidents where all of a sudden, you know, for some reason, dogs, you know, the antennas go up and they, you know, and they're, and then the people are going, leave it, leave it. And the dogs just drop on the ground. Yeah. Well, it's really fun to watch some of these Malwas. The guy will walk away from it or the woman. And they'll come in, and that dog will come running to them, get right between their legs, and be looking out in front of them. Then they have another command that the dog will just bark. He won't attack. He'll just bark at them. Well, you get a Malwas or a German Shepherd or a Dobie barking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, fiercely
that's
barking
enough.
At you. That's it. You know, that's enough for me.
My neighbor's have a 10-pounder. That dog barks at me. That's enough for me.
Well, anyway, Buford doesn't bark in the house. I mean, you can walk up in the door. Somebody knocks on the door. His ear might come up, but that's it. That's the only way you know. Linda, what say you?
Well, let me just make an announcement. Never, I repeat, never, has the BB gun been fired that's behind the door.
That's not true. It has been fired. It has been fired. I've taken it out before when Mikey was with us like 10 years ago, and he and I shot at tin cans.
Okay. But never at an animal.
Never at an animal. Ever.
So let's clarify that.
I said that.
I just want to make sure. Well, I maybe just heard the BB gun, and then I heard Ted say, don't let my wife hear that. So I was thinking that, you know, cats.
No, I would never do that.
So I just want to clarify that you're not that type of person, and over my dead body. I wouldn't be with somebody like that. So good show, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Love you.
Hey, what's Buford doing?
Love you.
What's Buford doing?
Yeah, what's...
Did you hang up?
Yeah, it's over for us.
It's over. It's over for me.
She tossed.
She thought. She says, you did say that. No, honey. In fact, go back and listen to it. Listen to the show. You'll see I did not say that. We got to take a break. See, we're not safe anywhere.
No,
you know
I have nightmares about waking up and my wife having another cat. So, you know, we're just not safe.
Your wife hasn't approached. She's not even close to becoming a cat lady yet.
How many do you have to have?
Six.
Oh, six?
Yeah, I have six.
That is nuts.
Yeah. So, I mean.
That's crazy cat lady status.
Well, you know what? Six cats is called it's a starter pack for a cat lady.
Oh, man.
I was thinking, but I found one the other day. People next door got this mama cat. She's been a good mom. And she moved her kittens from the house next to us on the left to the house on the right, past us to the house on the right.
That's a smart cat mom.
Well, yeah, because there was a dog on the original house that would bark at it all the time. And so she moved all four kittens, and now she couldn't have found a better place than John and Martha, because now they are nurturing the kittens and mom, and so they're looking for homes for four kittens. So I thought of taking two of them, the white one and the orange one, putting them in a little cute basket with, you know, like paper and little stuff on it, and leaving it on your doorstep.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm calling Lisa.
No, don't call her.
Oh, no. Shoot. These are cute kittens, man. If you're interested in a kitten that's been, you know, just give us a call. 605-456-7.
You can give a cat a home tonight on the radio on Man Up.
That's it.
You want a kitten?
Call me.
My heart's singing.
There you go.
I love it. Let's take a break.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Is there something to this besides that? Hey, we need some raucous music, like...
Okay,
it's a good song, but we need raucous music, like Beer for My Horses, or Beer for My... Beer for My Horses, Whiskey for My Men, things like that. You know, Toby Keith stuff.
Hey, you know who I love? Craig Morgan.
Craig Morgan.
Yeah, the country star, Craig Morgan.
Uh-huh. Is he the one that's going through hell right now in Nashville?
No, he's...
The one about trying to get his bar open because he threw a chair off the top.
No, that's...
Who's that?
What's his name? Morgan Wallen?
I'm not sure, but they won't give him his beer license.
Yeah.
And
I
you won't
that,
let him
yeah.
open his bar. They wouldn't let him put his neon sign up. I mean,
on the other hand, Kid Rock has a bar, so if Kid Rock has a bar, anybody should be able to get a bar, right?
You and I should get... Okay, here's my idea. Shasta County.
All right.
We need a country western bar.
It's happened.
I mean, a bigger one that you can put 200 people in there dancing. You've got a bar. You've got, some hamburgers and bar food. Nothing, steaks, none of that. Just bar food.
Not a country night at a bar, but a country bar.
Country bar.
Where there you got, has to be somebody who wants
you to can do. You can do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Or Friday, Saturday every
night. Wasn't Johnny's a country bar?
Cat House?
Yeah.
It was kind of. But then it became a place to go, solicit drugs.
Well, yeah, that is
true. Yeah, that's true. The other thing, too, is but we were talking to some other people the other night, and they're saying that's a great idea because we don't have one of those that, kind of a honky-tonk type of place with a big place to dance and tables around that
people can stand at. Well, when I was growing up, they had one right down there off of Pacelli, right next to the freeway. What was it called?
How
Who knows
ago?
What that place is
ago?
Called? Oh, maybe in the 80s or early 90s.
Yeah, see, that's it. And the other places there were to dance, it wasn't especially country western, and then they get closed down because of fights and security problems and all that.
See, hey, that's country.
Well, but they weren't country places. And country places, you're going to have security inside, you're going to have security outside, you're going to have lots of cameras. And but I think...
Didn't you see Urban Cowboy? They were fighting all the time in that thing.
Yeah, but that was... How long ago was that?
That's where your favorite song came from. Johnny Lee, Looking for Love.
Looking for Love.
Oh, no, that's
your favorite song. I can sing every verse.
It's the only song I've ever
heard
you sing
besides
the Star-Spangled Banner.
Well, the Marine Corps hymn. So.
Oh, the Marine Corps hymn, yeah.
Hey, by the way, the ceremony out at the Civic today at the Memorial Grove was really good. And I'll tell you what, you had a Sergeant First Class as a guest speaker. He was a recruiter from around here, kind of like you. He grew up in this area and came back as a recruiter like you did.
Yep.
And he said how much he appreciated Shasta County and the people in Shasta County that still love this country, and it makes recruiters' jobs a lot easier.
Oh, there's no question about that. But you know what?
But he gave a good speech, and I unfortunately can't remember his name. I don't have the program here in front of me, but it was really a good ceremony today. So just want you to know.
Absolutely. And, speaking of Shasta County, I'm just, in light of everything that's happening nationally and even the state, Shasta County still elects good people. You know what I mean? I mean, it still elects people that care about us, still care about the community, still care about, you know, what we do every single day to keep our community safe. I mean, I can appreciate that. Now, be careful, because it is a slow turn when these people start showing up to run for office around here that do not have your best interests in mind.
Who was it? Reagan said you're one generation away from losing your freedoms.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and we're seeing that. But here in Shasta County in the North State, it's kind of like we're in a bubble up here, different than Sacramento and everything, other places.
Well, we are for now.
No, you're absolutely right.
What I'm going to ask every resident of Shasta County to do is to keep your ear to the ground and become involved. Because, you know, you have people show up that try to run. I mean, you and I have interviewed people in this studio that while they were sitting here across the table from me, I'm thinking, no, I can tell that you just do not. You're a ladder climber. You're just trying to get to somewhere else. You're not interested in us, really.
I was thoroughly surprised that we've elected a couple people who only lived here for 5 or 6 years.
But
those could
be good people too.
I'm not saying they're not good people, but I know it sounds horrible. I mean, I've only lived here 17 years. I'm a newcomer, but you know, some people haven't lived here that long, but But they have come across in such a way that they've won.
Sure.
You know, and
I have zero problems with that. Zero.
I don't, yeah, frankly, okay, let's get back into this one. I frankly think that I trust our elections, you know.
I do too. I don't have a problem.
I have no problem with our elections. You don't have any problem.
No, I don't.
Yeah, and people will call in and say, Carl, what about this and what about that? No, I'm pretty sure our elections are safe. And they're honest.
I totally believe so.
Yeah.
I completely believe so. And because I just feel like the people that we elect to watch the elections, right? The clerk, the county clerk. I think that she did a good job. I mean, sometimes we're not going to agree on everything because we've interviewed her too. And I thought, oh yeah, okay. But she was honest when she came in here. And I thought Kathy Darling Allen ran a pretty tight ship, actually. Yeah. I never had any problems with her.
And we still don't have a new registrar. We still don't have a county clerk yet. The one that's kind of filling in right now has got lots of experience in it. So I don't know what they're going to do with that. Come January, we're going to have a new city. We're going to have two new members on the Board of Supervisors, maybe three. Could be three new members on the Board of Supervisors come January.
I think that probably the best
example
of what I'm talking about, and you know, this sticks in my craw, is the recall of Kevin Cry. That was an election. That thing was an outside job. That was somebody who was trying to change the balance of power in Shasta County, and they thought that he was the one that they could go after to do that. I truly believe that. Completely 100% believe
that. And here's the thing. They were wrong. But then you take a look at the election.
Well, they were barely wrong.
But they were still wrong. But look at this.
They're wrong
Jones,
this time.
Look at Jones and was Plummer.
Yeah.
60-40 or 58-40. And they wouldn't go after Jones because they figured they never had a chance.
Right.
Well, turns out that maybe they would have had a better chance. Went after the wrong guy.
Yeah, they went after the wrong guy.
But it doesn't make any difference because Jones is not going to be there after January. Kellstrom seems to be pretty safe where he's at. It's going to be a fist fight between Mary and Corky, but I'm not sure about Mary if she still even wants to run. She's going through, you know, health problems and these other things, and you know, when you're in pain, it's really difficult, as you know.
Right.
When you're in pain, it's difficult to keep your mind on the ball.
There. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
And then, sometimes
the optics just aren't right as far as the Board of Supervisors go.
Yeah.
You know,
and then Michael DeQuisto leaving.
Now, here's something that's interesting.
You got a minute.
I got no problem looking anyone in the eyeball and telling them this. And it's because maybe I don't know enough. Because I try to stay high 10,000 feet, right? I don't get into weeds
like
with
that
stuff.
I like that above the ground view.
Yeah, I do. I like to wait until something comes across that I know 100% unequivocally is correct, and I'm against it. But, you know, when Michael DeQuisto left, I mean, he was clear that Bethel was an issue. And I'm like, I never thought Bethel was an issue. I just didn't think they were an issue. But now I'm like, am I missing something?
They're 10% of the population and 60% of the city council.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, it doesn't, but it's...
What means something to me is when they start voting.
And here's the question is, what are they voting on that affects just Bethel? In other words, what are they voting on that is a that is favorable to Bethel? And I don't know if you can just pick something out. I don't know.
Well...
You know what I mean?
Just because it's favorable to Bethel doesn't mean that it's a bad decision either.
Yeah. Okay. No, I know what you mean. But I'm just saying is that, and I agree, you know, that just because they're bad, oh, we got to run. We got to continue this.
What?
Come on tomorrow morning?
I love Man Up. Don't tell me it's over.